KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Starting off with high school softball and baseball from last night. In baseball action, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 3-0 over Atlantic as the Trojans open up their season there with that loss. Boone was a 16-1 winner over Winterset. Carroll defeated Harlan 6-2. Denison Schleswig 10-6 over Spencer. Des Moines Christian defeated Coon Rapids Bayard 5-3. Also, it was EHK Exira 18-0 over AHST. Earlham defeated Guthrie Center 6-1. East Mills 18-8 over Sydney. It was Glenwood defeating Tri-Center 9-1. I-35 over Lenox 9-3. Kemper Catholic beat Fort Dodge 1-0. Maple Valley was a 2-1 winner over West Harrison of Mondamin. Also, Mount Airy defeated Villisca 10-6. Orient Maxburg 15-9 over East Union. Sergeant Bluff Luton 4-2 over Lewis Central. It was St. Albert of Council Bluffs 10-0 over Logan Magnolia in six innings of play. Van Meter 7-6 over Panorama. Walnut 19-4 over Essex. And Woodward Academy defeated Nottoway Valley by a score of 6-2. Also a note for last night as well from high school baseball action. Martinsdale St. Mary's fell to Des Moines East last night by a final score of 4-3. And they fall just one game short of tying the national record for consecutive victories as their win streak ends at 88 consecutive victories that included two state championships within that run. And once again, they fall just a game shy of that national record winning streak. In softball action, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's 17-0 over Adair Casey. Des Moines Christian 7-1 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Clark of Osceola was 11-1 winner over East Union. Clarinda 13-2 over Fremont Mills. Exira EHK 7-3 over IKM Manning. Maple Valley was a 13-1 winner over Woodbine. Missouri Valley defeated Sioux City East 6-5. Nottoway Valley 8-4 over Stanton. Van Meter 12-4 over Panorama. It was Sydney 14-8 over East Mills. Trainer was a 7-1 winner over Abraham Lincoln. Walnut defeated Essex 17-2. Waukee was a 6-4 winner over Winterset. Also in a girls' soccer play last night, some regular season action still. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 1-0 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in a crosstown battle there. It was Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey, West Central Valley, Stewart. That's a combined team there. 4-3 over Harlan. Also, St. Albert was a 7-0 winner over Riverside. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released the first softball rankings of the season earlier this week. You can check out the rankings on our website at KJN.com on the sports page. And locally, Exira EHK is ranked 8th. Walnut is 11th in Class 1A as well. Winterset is 3rd, and Creston is ranked 7th, and Glenwood sits at 10th in Class 4A, as they now have that 5-class standing there for the girls, and that begins with the softball season here this summer. Also, in boys' soccer action, second-round sub-state play will take place tonight. A few of those games here with local interest. Underwood is at Kemper Catholic at 5 o'clock, and AHST is at St. Albert at 5 o'clock. That's in Class 1A, sub-state number 8. Also, in Class 2A, sub-state number 8 will be Harlan at Glenwood at 5 o'clock and Winterset at ADM Adele at 6:30. And in Class 3A, sub-state number 8, it's Lewis Central at Sioux City East. And that is going to be a game that will be played at 5 o'clock here this evening as Sioux City East won last night over Sergeant Bluff Luton. So let's look at those games on tap. Also, yesterday, a large crowd gathered at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club for the stop of the Iowa State University Athletics Tailgate Tour. Cyclone fans of all ages were able to mingle with Iowa State head coaches and administration and get autographs along with photographs. Fans then listened to a speaking program led by Voice of the Cyclones' John Walters. The crowd heard from Athletic Director Jamie Pollard, new Iowa State University President Dr. Stephen Leith, football coach Paul Rhodes, men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg, women's basketball coach Bill Finley, wrestling coach Kevin Jackson, and volleyball coach Christy Johnson Lynch. Athletic Director Jamie Pollard let us know what the importance of the tailgate tour is to the Cyclone Athletic Department.
Well, they're really important, and the main reason is because we get to come see our fans in their home area. You know, we spend all year where they come to Ames, and this is our chance to come out to their home and tell them thank you for doing what they do for us.
Men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg said his hometown roots really drives home the importance of interacting with the fans.
Well, it's special for me just because, you know, I grew up in Ames. I used to go to every sporting event as a kid. I would walk to Hilton Coliseum and Jack Price Stadium where I was a ball boy, played in front of what I consider the best fans in the world. my 4 years at Iowa State, now to get a chance to coach in front of those same people, and just really our opportunity to get up and thank them for everything that they do. We're supported so well. You know, Bill Fenley's third in the nation for women's basketball. Paul Rhodes set records last year. We were second in the Big 12, only behind Kansas in attendance, top 25 nationally. So it's our opportunity to say thank you to the great Iowa State fans.
And football coach Paul Rhodes echoed some of Hoiberg's thoughts.
Well, it means a great deal because these are people that give so much to us, so much to our athletic department, so much to our football program. These are the people that fill the seats at Jack Trice Stadium and Hilton Coliseum. These are people that give to their hard-earned dollars just to support what our mission is as an athletic department. And to get out and shake hands and rub elbows and sign autographs, especially for the kids, is a lot of fun.
And fans in attendance also were able to pick up team posters and other promotional materials, and many door prizes were handed out. The Cyclone Tailgate Tour was set to roll on to Omaha, Nebraska, where they stopped last night for the Omaha Henry Dorley Zoo stop on Tuesday evening. Coach Bill Finley also had many of the same things to say about supporting the fan base.
You know, Chris, it's a lot of fun. I mean, this is my 18th year of these things, and it never gets old. These people in Atlantic and surrounding areas, you know, they come over, they support us. You know, they support what we do, and this is our chance to thank them, grip and grin a little bit, and get out as a coaching staff, administrator. So it's a lot of fun. It's something we look forward to every year, and this has been probably the best group of places we've been since I've been doing this.
And they will roll on now to make stops in Sioux City and Okoboji today. Also yesterday at that event, able to catch up with some of those coaches and talk about their respective teams and their futures. Head men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg is excited about the future of his program.
I'm excited about this upcoming season. You know, we'll lose obviously a lot, Royce White, Scotty Christopherson, and Chris Allen, but add a couple guys that I'm excited about. Corey Lucius and Will Clyburn sat out a year ago. Both give us a very good scoring punch, experience. They've been there. Guys like Melvin Edgem and Percy Gibson, Boo Boo Kahlo coming back, and then we've got four young freshmen that I think really have a chance to be good. And, you know, we'll see how those guys mix in as well. You know, Tyrus McGee and Chris Babb as well. So I like our mix of young players, you know, veterans, and then the guys sitting out coming in that have great experience as well. So hopefully we'll put them in a position to be successful and see what happens.
And football coach Paul Rhodes believes he has the most talented team in his ISU tenure coming into this season.
We had a very productive spring. I thought that we had great improvement at every position group, which is necessary. We're going to have our most talented football team that we'll put on the field. We need to make sure it's our best football team, and we'll take care of that when August rolls around and we get a chance to begin preparation.
And women's head basketball coach Bill Fenley talked about the success of his program, including a local Exira product, Hallie Christopherson.
You know, Hallie Christopherson, who's from your area, has been a huge, huge part of our program, and it's hard to believe she's going to be a junior now. So, you know, Hallie's someone that I think is going to be a leader of our team for a long, long time. But we're excited about next year, and that's the great thing about college sports. It's every year starts new, and you want to build on the future, but always do something more. So we're looking forward to it. Hopefully the kids have a good summer, and when we get back together in the fall, we're all excited about what the possibilities are.
In other sporting news here for you this morning, Adam Wainwright threw a shutout last night for the St. Louis Cardinals, as Wainwright threw a four-hitter and the Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres 4-0. It was his first shutout victory since August 6th of 2010 and third in his career. Wainwright, who missed 2011 with elbow ligament replacement surgery, struck out 9 and walked 1 while throwing 111 pitches. He retired the first 8 batters and allowed just one runner to reach third base. Carlos Beltran had 2 hits and 2 RBIs, and Matt Holliday added 2 hits and an RBI for the Cardinals as well in that victory there for him last night. We'll go ahead and hop and let you know here about the NBA from last night. The Miami Heat are a victory away from the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals following a near-perfect performance against the shorthanded Indiana Pacers. LeBron James poured in 30 points and Dwayne Wade added 28 as the Heat blasted the Pacers 115-83 to take a 3-2 lead in the conference semifinals. James also had 10 rebounds and 8 assists for Miami, which shot a postseason franchise record 61% in that wire-to-wire victory. And now they move on to game number 6 that will be played in Indianapolis coming up here for you on Thursday. And also last night in the National Hockey League in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It was the Los Angeles Kings finally finishing off the Phoenix Coyotes as they win a game in overtime last night. The final there was 4-3 as they got a late goal there late into the overtime to pick up the victory and move on to the Stanley Cup Finals as they defeat the Phoenix Coyotes 4-1 in that 4-3 final last night. And also Major League Baseball scores for you. Baltimore over Boston 4-1. It was Cleveland 5-3 over Detroit. It was New York Yankees over Kansas City 3-2. Washington 5-2 over Philadelphia. And the Mets beat the Pirates 3-2. It was Cincinnati over Atlanta 4-3. Miami beat Colorado 7-6. Tampa Bay over Toronto 8-5. The Houston Astros beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. It was the Minnesota Twins over the Chicago White Sox 9-2. Milwaukee lost to San Francisco. It was a 6-4 final there, the Giants winning. And also, as we mentioned, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the L.A. Dodgers played one of the late contests. It was the Dodgers 8-7 over the Diamondbacks. And also the Angels beat the Athletics 5-0 and the Rangers 3-1 over Seattle. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this morning on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.